morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Lagos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines, and boy, do we have a special show today for you guys.
Special.
It's another ASI virtual trade show. The trade show floor opened at 10 a.m. It's going till 3 o'clock today, and we're going to be checking in all show with show attendees, and Kathy's going to be networking in the cocktail lounge. Is
yes,
that right?
Yeah, the cocktail lounge.
We've got our usual crew here this morning. Kathy Houston from Advantages Magazine, and Kath, you're already mingling, I guess. So
I'm we'll mingling.
Check in with you.
Everybody's getting their coffee and they're ready to go.
We've got our big marketing stud, Jake Kralik, here.
Hey, how's it going,
Jake,
everybody?
You're going to talk to us a little bit about how the virtual trade show works, so people who are listening are going to want to log in and check that out. Michelle Bell, editor of Supplier Global Resources, here. Good morning, Michelle.
Hi.
And Andy Cohn, editor of Counselor Magazine, is here. Andy, you're going to enlighten us with the industry news in just a moment.
Oh, I got the news.
And we've
all
got
on top of the news.
Joe Haley, of course, America's favorite managing editor.
America's
favorite.
Wow,
good?
Awesome.
He got a big promotion.
Not even ours.
Steve Hawk
will
be manning the tech
to America.
And Vinny Driscoll is going to answer any calls. If you want to call us this morning and weigh in on any topic that you'd like, please call us at 215-953-4979. Joe, what else is on tap for today's show?
Well, Melinda, we have a special call-in guest. That's Daniel Gogler, and he's going to give us five tips for effective search engine optimization. Can you say that three times fast, Kathy?
SEO,
no,
SEO, SEO.
All right. Kathy and I will be chatting with attendees and exhibitors at the ASI Virtual Trade Show. Hey, Andy, free lattes for doctors?
What?
No. Without disclosure, Andy's
no
got
such
the
thing
story
as a
there.
Free latte.
Hey, national brands that will be disappearing in the next year. Kathy's got a list of those
Sad.
That we don't think is going to be happening. We have a preview of some fun summer products that we're going to be featuring in Chicago. But first, we have the industry news with Andy Cohn in 60 seconds. Andy.
Which is indeed on
Go
the lineup.
Andy.
Okay, the Chinese government is signaling a new monetary policy. The country's currency, the yuan, appreciated in value yesterday in the largest single-day rise since 2005. However, in a sign that China won't allow the yuan to appreciate too quickly, the currency had already given back the gains by this morning. The shifts are the first signs that China will allow the yuan to appreciate by any value, a significant step that will impact the price on goods imported from China. BIC APP has announced the sale of Norwood's Indiana-based messenger operation. The unit has been a provider of funeral stationery for Norwood for the past 97 years. It has now been purchased by Prairie Capital, which will continue to run their messenger unit in its existing facility. In economic news, U.S. online ad spending will reach $25.1 billion in 2010, according to a new survey. The result shows nearly 11% growth over 2009, and the report says the increase will largely be the result of an improving economy coupled with a shift in marketing strategies as companies forego traditional marketing outlets. Plus, make sure to check out the latest episode of The Joe Show and Promogram today. Joe, what kind of cool items are we looking at today?
Andy, we're rocking some awesome retro bowling shirts, and we have a bunch of retro products. This is another.
Are you rocking them?
We're rocking them.
And you wore one all day yesterday.
I did.
You looked really snappy.
I liked it. It's nice.
Who's wearing different ones?
I actually had a tie-dye shirt on, too. So retro-themed products for retro-themed promotions.
The tie-dye one fits you very well.
Retro skip.
Very cool. Andy. Well, thanks, Andy. We're going to check in just a minute and see how the virtual trade show is going on. I know that Kathy is actively networking, and looks like you've got a new friend in Memphis there, so you'll tell us about that in just a minute. We have a very special guest on the phone, Daniel Gogger. He's with Printing for Less. Since 2005, Daniel has used his extensive knowledge of marketing and SEO and printing to help small business owners reach their goals. And today he's going to talk to us about search engine optimization. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
It's a fantastic day here in Montana.
Oh, Montana. Very nice. Well, thanks for calling in, Daniel. Give us some of your top tips for distributors and suppliers who are interested in search engine optimization.
Sure. What I want to do today is give you guys some real actionable things that you can go back and actually look at your websites and get results immediately. First of all, a little bit just how the search engines decide how they're going to rank your site. The first factor is relevance. The search engines look at your site to see how relevant it is to the content that users are searching for. So that's the first factor. So we'll talk a little bit about how you can improve that and make the search engine recognize the relevance of your site. And then the second is popularity, and this is essentially how popular your site is. And this is typically measured with inbound links. So we'll talk a little bit about how you can get some inbound links to your site, too.
Nice. So could you maybe – so when you're talking about content, you're saying about creating content that's actually relevant, something that's good. So could you give maybe some examples of the type of content people would put on their sites?
Sure. I mean, the real key when you're creating content is to think about how your users think about what and what they would be looking for when they're searching for your product or your service. But it goes back to a little bit further than that, too. That it's coming – creating compelling and unique content.
So that like video content using like links to a radio show?
Definitely video content and stuff that engages users definitely also helps your site because of a couple things, especially the newer things that the search engines are doing is they're looking at also not only the words and stuff on your site, but they're actually looking at user behavior a little bit and how long they actually spend on your site and stuff like that. And as their data centers improve and they get more and more information about your sites, they're getting better at finding out what people are – what searchers are finding actually relevant to that search phrase.
Nice. So what are some other tips other than content?
So the first thing I recommend is making your site really relevant. And the way you tell a search engine first thing is just the same way you look at a newspaper or you decide if you want to listen to a radio show is you look at the title. So your page title and your HTML tags are probably the most important on-page SEO factor. So really look at those. Make sure that those contain those keywords that you think are most relevant and your customers will be searching for you under. That's good. The first step. The second step is to actually look at your URLs themselves and make sure that they're clean and they make sense as well. And they should also contain the keywords that you want. If you've had a long-standing website, it's probably not worth going back and changing all those URLs. But going forward, you should definitely look at those URLs and make sure that they're not massive URL strings that don't make any sense and they're full of special operators and stuff like that, like question marks. And
Would you recommend, too, that we go with like a .net, a .com, a .tv on a URL? Is it okay to use something different than just .com?
It is okay. The what are typically considered top-level domains are the .coms, the .nets, and the .orgs. So those are typically your most powerful. But the other .tvs and stuff like that are getting more and more steam. But if ever possible, always get the .com.
Okay.
And secondly, the .net. And then a .org if it makes sense. While they don't restrict it like they used to, if a .org makes sense for your organization.
Great. So what other tips do you have?
So another thing that is really actionable for you is to leverage your PR program. If you're doing public relations at your company, first of all, you should make sure all your press releases are optimized. And this basically means adding links to your press releases that lead back to your website. Second, as you get coverage of your company and online publications and that, make sure there's a link back to your website in that article. A lot of times, the journalists won't include the link right off the bat, but almost always, if you ask for it, they will include it.
Kathy, why are you laughing at that?
I'm laughing at Steve.
Oh, sorry.
Daniel,
sorry.
Thank you so much. We're going to go to our virtual trade show right now, but we'd like to post your top five tips on our website. So if you could, you know, you and I'll talk offline and you can email those to me and our listeners can go onto our site and read your top five tips and then get in touch with you if they have more questions.
Definitely. I'll send those right over.
Thanks Daniel.
Thanks so much, Daniel.
Cool.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to pause for a moment for a message from today's show sponsor, I Promote You. And when we return, we're going to check in with exhibitors and people attending the ASI virtual trade show.
This portion of ASI Radio is sponsored by I Promote You. Distributors and salespeople, consider affiliating with I Promote You today. Be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. I Promote You, the smart choice. For more information, call 800-850-3370 or email opportunities@ipromoteyou.com.
Welcome back to ASI's Tuesday morning show where we have a very special
okay,
morning
Kathy?
Here. Yes. We are checking in on ASI's virtual trade show. Now, Jay Kralik, for people who haven't attended one of our virtual trade shows before, tell us what it is and how they get involved.
Well, a virtual trade show is just like a regular trade show. We have booths with suppliers. We have education. We have catalogs and samples. We have contests you can win. It's really easy to get involved. You can still register even though the show has started today. Just visit www.asicentral.com/VTS. That's as in virtual trade show. Come on in.
You can go on right now. It's going on until 3.
It's going on until 3 today. And get in there. We got a bunch of great suppliers. It's really easy to do. You know, you just go in and go from booth to booth, and you can live chat, ask questions, request samples, catalogs. Come on over.
Talk to suppliers, meet other distributors,
sure.
And you can get some education.
Yes, you can.
There's some webinars and Are there great stuff in
and
there?
And prizes.
Oh, prizes.
And prizes. Yes. Yeah, we'll pick a winner after
prizes
today's show.
Important.
We'll pick an iPad winner today. And then after the September 22nd show, we're going to pick a grand prize winner with a bunch of over $17,000 in prizes.
Wow. Can we enter?
Are we eligible?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Joe, I know you've been chatting furiously over there with some suppliers who've got booths
You're
at the
furious.
Virtual trade show. What do they have to say this morning?
Well, everyone's excited. Everyone's excited about this. On the distributor side, I spoke with a few distributors this morning, Jen T and Keith O'Brien, and they like the fact that they don't have to deal with airports and hotels and taxi cabs, and they can just do it right from their office, and they can multitask, do the trade show, answer phone calls. So they're excited about today. I was just on with Matt at Logomats, and he says he's got some great specials, and I'll tell you what they are. This is just like a real trade show, as Jake was saying, so you can go visit suppliers, and they're going to give you specials. So there's 5% off for the first 15 people who go to the Logomats booth to just talk.
Awesome.
And at noon, they're giving away free freight to the first 10 people who visit, and at 2 o'clock, free spec samples to the first 10 people. So it is worth everyone's while.
That's a smart strategy.
Yeah.
These are specials exclusively to the virtual
trade show. So it gives you the opportunity. Once you get there, you can have private chats with the booth personnel. And I was also on with Sheena from Logomats. She's very excited. And Mike at Spectrum Uniforms says that he's juggling a bunch of people at the same time right now, and they have a lot of specials going on. They are continuing a special price for lab coats with a 24-piece minimum. So anyone who's got doctors and dentists and, you know, anyone in the medical field, also some people in the electronics manufacturing, they have to wear lab coats as well. I know my wife's company wears lab coats out on their shop floor. So this is a good opportunity to go see what they have they can offer your clients. You're looking with a little bit of confusion.
I'm just trying
to perplexed.
Picture your wife in a lab coat. But
no,
anyway.
No, she works in the office, so she doesn't work on the shop floor. She doesn't need a lab coat.
All right. Well, thank you. We're going to check back with you in a few minutes, Joe, because I know you're continuing to chat away. Kathy, your favorite spot of the virtual trade show is always the networking lounge,
where
we haven't figured out, I think, how to serve mimosas yet. But yet you're having fun. Who are you talking to?
Well, I'm talking to Keter. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it, K-E-D-A-R. But Keter is in the networking lounge looking for companies who need artwork and digitizing services or other creative services. There are a couple of suppliers in the networking lounge, one from ICA. It's Catherine, and she says she's looking to spice things up because that's what they sell. Gourmet spices and gift sets. Yep, so check out ICA. I actually have their spices at home, and they're delicious.
Wow.
So there's a plug.
Cook is what you're saying.
Yeah.
She puts them on finished food that's delivered to her.
On my takeout.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll check in with you in a few more minutes. I know you're continuing to talk to folks in there. Joe mentioned doctors before. And
lab coats he was talking about.
He mentioned lab coats. Mm-hmm. So let's go from lab coats to lattes.
Lattes.
What's the deal? You can't buy doctors a cup of coffee anymore?
Well, no, you can't.
Why?
Well, you could if you want, but you're going to report it, basically. We've talked a lot about the new pharma marketing rules and also the Physician Payment Sunshine Act, which was passed earlier this year as part of the healthcare bill. And it seems that the market is going a little overboard with what they're not giving away. So there was a conference recently, a meeting of the American Society of Clinical Oncology in Chicago, and it's a normal trade show, and at the trade show booths, they in years past had given away gift bags of all sorts of logoed items to attendees. So they cut all of those gift bags out, unfortunately. But here's the kicker: they also give away coffee and snacks at their booths and have people stay and talk. Well, now Pfizer is making doctors swipe their registration card if they want a free coffee or snack. So if you get a cookie and a cup of coffee, you have to swipe your registration card so that they can report that they gave you a free cookie and coffee to you and report you by name as getting that, say, I don't know, what, $250 maybe worth of goods?
But that's not even required under the regulations, obviously.
It's not, but they're going overboard because they're being so scrutinized, and they're saying that people from the FDA are actually trolling the trade show floor looking for things that they're giving away, which aren't up to snuff. They are going way overboard on what they're deciding to. I mean, they are giving it away. They just feel like, you know, part of the Physician Payment Sunshine Act is the reporting aspect of it. So if a pharmaceutical company gives a doctor a gift, they can't not give the gift. They can do it. They just have to report it on a public database.
Right, but coffee?
The FDA has nothing better to do with its time than troll a trade show aisle for cookies. Really?
Cookies and coffee. It is actually amazing, but it's put a serious crimp into the things that distributors can sell to pharmaceutical and medical companies.
Like a pendulum swing, and we're at one side now, and it's going to go back a little because it's getting really.
It's got it.
I think the doctors are annoyed with it because a lot of them like their pens, and a lot of them, you know, it says in this article, which I read as well, that the people who ran the trade show were annoyed that the FDA was trying to infiltrate the show floor.
Well, totally. Because who needs them there? I mean, it's like government officials just looking at a trade show floor. But I have talked to distributors that feel like, yes, it has gone, you know, as far as it's probably going to go, but that the biggest companies, the Pfizers and the Bristol Myers of the world,
are going overboard.
They're going overboard and maybe not coming back.
I see a new TV
but
show.
This, you do?
Yeah.
What's that?
Instead of parking wars, the FDA infiltrating the trade show.
But the smaller companies, the smaller pharmaceutical and medical companies are actually, they're adhering to any laws that they have to adhere to.
But they're not.
But they're still
overboard.
Buying promotional products, and they're still giving away things to doctors' offices.
And the fact is that promotional products that are educational are still kosher for everyone.
Right.
Maybe they can make the coffee educational. You could have a little educational message.
What if you put it on the cup?
Exactly.
You put a little something about the drugs on the cup, then maybe you could get somewhere with that.
You know, I think it's all ridiculous that, like, a pen or a cup of coffee is going to sway a doctor to start prescribing some company's, you know, new pill or new pharmaceutical. I think it's ridiculous. Yeah, politicians are still allowed to take, you know, tons and tons of money, and they're not swayed by that.
And yet, I think that there's an interesting point there, because I agree, it is ridiculous that somebody could think that it would sway a doctor, but
the money's not for the politicians.
If the government thinks so strongly of promotional products, there's a selling point there. You know, if they think that promotional products can so influence the decisions that doctors are making on a daily basis, it's totally leverageable. Yeah.
All right. Well, obviously, we're going to be continuing to cover this story. It seems like there's new things cropping up all the time.
Can I give some shout-outs to my friends in the networking cafe who are listening?
Absolutely.
Woo-hoo. Okay. Hi.
Shout out away.
Hello to Zach, and hello to Tim, and hello. Remember I said it was Keter before? It's Kadar, like radar.
Oh, okay.
Only Kadar says I could call him Chris. I don't know why.
I notice you're hanging out with men.
Is Kadar a nickname?
They haven't seen
her
picture.
I don't know. Yes, Kadar says it's a nickname.
I spruced it up a little.
All right. Well, I'm sure he'll give us an update.
Yeah, I'll give you an update
in just a couple of minutes. Let's talk. 4th of July is coming up.
Yes.
Not fast enough.
We've come up with, we've scoured the ESP databases and found the 10 top made in the USA products.
You did?
In time for 4th of July. We did.
You know,
and
I have
Joe
a supplement
Haley.
Coming too.
Yes, made in the USA in July.
Yep.
Joe, tell us what some of those products are, and maybe we can get some, I was going to say.
Patriotic. All right.
And maybe
should we sing
some,
the national anthem, too? Like,
yeah, some patriotic music.
You know,
work on that, Steve.
We looked for products made in the United States and things that will be work for not only 4th of July promotions, but also summertime promotions, because what's more American than going on vacation over the summer? Anything, Andy?
Apple pie.
All right.
Baseball.
Baseball. There we go. So the first one's a flying disc, and this one that we found is
a frisbee, but frisbee's a
trademark.
A brand name.
I know.
So we can't use that. So it's a flying disc, and it's great for frisbee golf leagues, frisbee golf courses,
Wait,
which
you
are starting.
Frisbee though.
Ultimate frisbee teams.
Ultimate flying disc teams. Things along those. Great for high school and college promotions.
And it's made right here in the USA.
Good old USA. ASI 47973. I don't have the company name. But if you go to ESP, you can type that in there.
Okay.
Another one. How about a fireworks fan and viewer? And how this works is it's a fan. You can fan yourself. And then there's a little plastic viewfinder more or less in this. So when you go to your fireworks displays on 4th of July, you look through that and it enhances them. Because of the colors that are in this little plastic viewfinder.
Like a kaleidoscope.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
But hey, if you think about the opportunity.
There's other things that can enhance the fireworks too.
Yes, Andy.
It's a family show.
Think of all your clients that want to promote to the local community. They can go to a parade, and maybe there is a fireworks display later on that night. Like in Abington Township, where I go, they can hand them out during the parade to people who know they're going to go to the fireworks display. So it's an opportunity to get their name in front of everyone and show, hey, look how community-minded we are. We love you.
All right, give us one more, Joe.
One more.
Your favorite.
I like the headlamp. Now, the headlamp is something you just put on top of your head, and it's got a light for the summer. People go
so
camping.
For gynecologists.
All right. I think this mini other uses.
People can go. Not everyone goes down to the shore like Michelle. Not everyone sits out in front of the sun to get her, you know, huge liver spots all summer. But people do go camping. And when they go camping, they need hands-free to be able to go out in the woods in the middle of the night to do what bears do in the woods.
What?
So.
Climb trees.
Anyway, so that is from ASI 78710, and it's a great product for anyone who has a camping store, an outdoor store, or wants to gear a promotion to people who enjoy camping.
Can I thank you very much, Joe.
You're welcome.
We're going to have all kinds of great Made in the USA products live on ASI Central. Just go to asicentral.com under product showcases, and people can find a variety of different other
absolutely
Made in the USA things.
There's
just
10 of
time
them.
For summer.
There's 10 of them. And Kathy actually has a supplement coming out, Advantage.
Oh, yeah,
supplement.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
It's great.
Fantastic. Joe,
yes.
You've got some other suppliers that you've been talking to.
I've
What's
been speaking with
on the virtual trade show floor.
I've been speaking with Erin at World Emblem, and she loves this. One reason she likes it is that she can work from her office, as everyone says. There's no travel involved. But she says that the leads go directly to their website, which saves them a ton of time. They don't have to manually input anything, and they say that they're so busy right now, that's a great thing, that when you're busy, when they automatically go into your website, you don't have to do that work. And they're having a great show, 10% off of orders. So if you get your butts over to World Emblem,
your butts.
Talk
you don't really
to
have
Erin.
To get your butts over there.
No, you
just
don't.
Just move your fingers on the keyboard.
If you mouse over to there. So another one of our great suppliers that's got great offers and loves the virtual trade show.
All right, Kathy, besides delivering some zingers onto this morning's show, you've got
I made
some
somebody's
new
coffee go through their nose when
really?
I said that, yes.
Wow. You made my water go through my nose.
Someone in here or someone on the trade show?
Someone in the trade show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so what's happening?
There's a lot of lolling going on. Everybody's getting kind of punchy. I think they are hitting some Bloody Marys or something. I don't know.
Wow.
It's a social.
It's very social. Very social. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, somebody's from the lovely California Mojave Desert.
Ooh, it's
yes.
hot there in the summer.
Yeah.
Trust me. Mm-hmm. I've been there. All right, and that's early in the morning for them
that's
to be
great.
Attending our show, so that's great. All right, we'll check back in with you guys in just a couple of minutes. In the meantime, Michelle, we talked about lattes for doctors. What about free drinks for casino goers? Is that also being threatened this summer?
It is, especially in casinos in the Midwest. They
Why?
Think because they don't want to give people, they don't want to encourage people
but
to be overindulged. Also, they're trying to save money. Oh, I like that. That's one of my favorite sounds.
But the reason you give
but
out the free drinks is to get people to gamble
right.
more.
So we're yeah. not talking
it's
Vegas.
Like a promotion.
We are not talking Vegas.
Vegas
we're talking casinos
still...
specifically in the Midwest and in the middle states of the country.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
doing it both as a cost cutting measure and to keep. Patrons in line. So what the article specifically said, and we'll post this on our website on asicentral.com/radio, is that it's a great opportunity for other venues to reward people, to keep people interested, to keep people in their seats, promotional mm-hmm. products.
Right.
Well, you need something.
Yeah.
Or a turkey leg.
There you have it.
Here's a turkey leg.
All right. So we've already talked about Made in the USA products. Joe, what about just fun summer products in general? A lot of people are planning employee picnics, client appreciation mm-hmm. events, barbecues, tailgates this summer. What are some items that you're going to be featuring on the Joe Show this summer for that?
Just overall products. And, you know, we're looking at coolers. We're looking at coolers. Coolers are nice. We have an event coming up in Chicago where we're inviting media, and we're going to show them some of the cool products that were actually either winners or nominated for Council of Product Design Awards.
Uh-huh.
And a fun crayon, and it's a five-colored crayon on one kind of like octopus arm, it looks like.
That's
not
Liquimark.
Eight arms.
Liquimark?
It's Liquimark. It's a great idea. A lot of people will be traveling via car this year, and whether it's a two-hour drive or a three-hour or eight-hour drive, if you got kids in a car, kids in a van, they tend to get antsy, so you need activities for them. This is a great little crayon to have because they have all the colors on one wheel, and they can just color their coloring books. So if you got clients in the gas station industry, the car service industry, travel agents, anyone, vacation home rental companies, anyone who's booking people in the houses, this would be a great thing for them to
that
give out.
That would be good for airlines, too. Give to the kids yeah. on the planes.
My 5-year-old son loves that crayon.
Yeah,
he really does because he can use all the colors of the rainbow, as he says.
That's nice.
Yeah.
No, it really is a good thing. And you don't have to, you know, sometimes you get the pack that's got two colors in it. This has got five different colors, so it's all right there. But you got to make sure that every kid in the car has one. Because if you just have one,
or you can just have
three
one kid,
kids,
then they'll be fighting. Right. One and done, like Andy.
There could be fighting. How about a cooler grill? Now, this is a big, massive unit that has two coolers on one side and a grill in the middle, and it just can pop up and go out. So for families who are going to go to parks or beaches to have, you know, picnics, just to grill
like
some
hot
dogs.
It's a great employee incentive.
It's an awesome employee incentive. Plus, we're going to get closer to football season, and that could be high school, college, and pro football, and it's a great product that people can take for their tailgating events. And if a company is looking for something to do and they don't want to have their traditional summer picnic for all their employees, they can just have a tailgating event in their parking lot and maybe get a couple of these things and raffle them off at the end or have games that someone will win that. So
that's great.
We have a bunch more.
We're going to be seeing lots of hot products on the Joe Show this summer.
Absolutely.
No doubt.
Absolutely.
Kathy Houston.
What?
National brands. There's a lot of brands that are going to be disappearing soon. Why is that?
Well, this is according to 24/7 Wall Street. And they regularly compile reports of brands that are likely to disappear in the near future.
Uh-huh.
And to qualify, the brand is expected to be gone by the end of 2011 or its parent to be sold or go into Chapter 11. So
that's harsh.
Yeah, it is
so
harsh.
So who's on the list?
Reader's Digest.
Really?
Yeah. Reader's Digest was once the most widely read magazine in the world, but now not so much.
They're struggling.
It actually took its U.S. operations into Chapter 11 to decrease debt.
So they think it's going to fold.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Zales Corporation.
Zales Diamonds?
Zales.
Mm-hmm. What's wrong with them?
Michelle's favorite jewelry store.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sorry to see them go.
They have gone downhill. By 1980, they had revenue of over $1 billion. However, the market value is now down to $78 million. Yeah.
Wow.
They're no Tiffany's, that's for sure.
They've been knocked out by Jared.
Yeah, Jared. Yeah.
I hate those commercials.
A Blockbuster, that's no surprise.
Yeah, that's,
that's not a surprise.
The days of video stores are gone.
Down. Yeah. Bye-bye. You could get really good prices on movies right now if you go to Blockbuster or Hollywood Video.
I think it's
new ones are
I miss
used.
The video store.
The new one, whatever they have in their supply because they're selling them off. They're all closing.
It's going out of business sale.
Dollar Thrifty Automotive Group is for sale if anybody wants to buy it. It's a car rental company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't understand this. T-Mobile, the U.S. wireless provider.
But do you know anyone that uses T-Mobile? Does anyone here?
Well,
no. I know somebody.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a regional thing.
Friend of mine does.
Who? Which friend?
I don't know.
Actually, it's somebody who works for the NBA, and their T-Mobile is one of the big sponsors of the NBA.
So there you go.
So they sort of have to.
Maybe they'll save T-Mobile then. I don't know.
What's the car company on there?
Kia, the one you just bought. Joe just bought a Kia.
And Kia's going out of business?
Kia's going under.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. That's going to be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What are you going to do to service the car, Joe?
I don't know, Andy. I don't know. It's like we bought that, and this whoever printed this thing.
It was such a sad.
I know. It was so plaintive.
I'm like, Joe, are you kidding?
I really don't know.
Yeah. It's a good vehicle. We like it. It runs well. We like all the features. Yeah. No, actually, you need the wah, 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 wah.
It says it has always been a marginal brand.
Oh, you bought a
marginal
brand.
Not to the Haleys.
It is.
Owned by
it
Hyundai?
Is. Hyundai, yes.
Hyundai is its a stable mate, this report says.
Yeah,
Hyundai. And Hyundai has a reputation for high quality cars. Yeah. You have a Hyundai.
I have a Hyundai too, yeah.
Yeah.
That's stable apparently.
I know. Yeah. I like my Korean made cars.
All right, well in just a minute we're gonna give Joe a second to rant. Jake, any tips for working the virtual trade show? People can go on all day till 3 o'clock.
Make sure you download your briefcases before you exit out. That's my big tip. You don't want to lose all the things that you put into the briefcase. And take some time in the education area because there are some great videos that people worked really hard on. So those are my two big tips.
Two big tips. And the next one is going to be
September 22nd.
All right. And you can register for that.
Register as soon as this one is over. About 2 weeks after it's over, we'll start taking
And today's is going to be archived as well.
Today's will be on demand until September 21st.
On demand. So you can't necessarily chat live.
You can't chat live, but you can still send emails and you can request samples.
And check it all out. But the best thing is go on today before 3 o'clock and check it out. All right. Thank you very much, Jake Kralik. Joe?
Thank
we have
you.
Just enough time for you to get something off your chest.
Oh, all right, this was a little one, and Michelle likes to make fun of me, but I'm trying to get back in shape.
You are.
I'm
no,
trying
you
to get
look
back
great,
in shape. Thank you.
How many pounds have you lost?
14. I'm not looking for compliments, but thank you. Here it is. Just because you're big And just because you have muscles does not mean you do not have to wipe down the sweat off the machine you just used. Okay? And when I tell you, hey, can you wipe down your machine? Don't give me a dirty look. Just do it. Yeah, yes. I said it to the guy the other night.
Well,
and he gave me a dirty
to.
Look. And it's aww. Like, but he eventually, I guess he felt a little guilty, and he wiped it down. So listen, pal, I'm out to get you. And pretty soon, I'm going to be bigger than you.
You are? All 5'4" of you?
Thank you, Kathy. Well, that's all I have to say.
The reason Joe is looking so spelt that I've chosen him as my partner in the three-legged race
yes,
at the company field day, which is going to be this Thursday. And
would you not have chosen him if he wasn't so spelt?
Oh, no. I've been scoping everyone out on the staff, and I picked him because he's been working out, and I'm telling you, we're going to win. There's like 17
teams. I believe
teams.
It. I believe
no one
it.
Else has a chance.
I believe it.
So we'll just end
with
look
that. At Jake laughing. What's your team? What are you on? What are you doing, Jake?
Team marketing.
Yeah, what do you do? What's
your marketing?
Event?
I'm
what's
thinking,
your event?
I think they might put me in for the pie eating contest.
Oh,
that wait, your team name is Team Marketing?
Yeah.
How creative is that?
Really it's pretty works. Creative.
From the marketing
well,
team.
We have
team
some marketing. Other people here
it's catchy.
Involved. Steve Hawk is going to be the anchor for the editorial tug of war. So another ringer.
Awesome.
And then Vinny nice. Driscoll. Vinny, what are you doing?
The mummy wrap.
A mummy wrap, which is requires an incredible amount of technique, and he's been working on it
the
all week.
Mummy
so
wrap.
I say my prediction editorial is going to win. So.
We'll report back next week on who won.
All right, we're out of time this morning. Thank you very much for tuning in to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show. And be sure to check out our virtual trade show that goes out until 3. Jake, how do you sign up?
Go to www.asicentral.com/VTS.
And we'll see you there. And maybe you'll meet Kathy in the networking lounge.
I'll be there all day.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.